escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Obviously, to me, these two moves, I don't know how you dislike it as a Jet. Before we even get to whether or not Sauce Gardner is the best cornerback in the league, and I don't know if he's the best cornerback in the league, but he's in the conversation. And even off a down year, people want to talk about his three interceptions, and we'll get to that in a second. But without question, the organization, and we talked about this yesterday, after signing Garrett Wilson, the organization is in a spot where you're looking to build something. You're looking to build a culture as well as you're looking to build a team. That's why you've brought in this new coach in Aaron Glenn, and now you've got Muji here, the GM, who is signing players he didn't draft. But there is something to the idea, this group was so talented that we all believed, and I know to differing degrees of success, and I know I was gung-ho, I was AFC championship, the whole nine. Aaron Rodgers comes here, he recognized it, we all believed with Aaron Rodgers, or at least with a quarterback, that this group was talented enough, that this roster was talented enough to be uber successful as long as they could get some competent quarterback play. And unfortunately, the team has been brought down by incompetent quarterback play and terrible coaching. But we know the talent is there. And inside the room, they know the talent is there. And to step up as an organization and say, we are going to take care of our own. And Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner have both made it very clear that they want to be here. They want to be part of the process. So much in today's day and age in sports, nobody wants to go through this. Nobody wants to lose. Everybody, especially in the NBA, let's be fair, mostly in the NBA, they want out of bad situations. They want to go somewhere better. They want to go somewhere they can win. They want to go somewhere where they can win championships and, you know, make themselves more money and make themselves a bigger name or whatever else. Both of these guys have seen the worst of what organizations can bring. The owner being mocked in article after article throughout the Athletic. The Athletic got through their any subscription issues based on solely stories about this owner and how bad Woody Johnson is and how dysfunctional the Jets are. These two guys have been there through it all, through all the dysfunction. To be the rookie of the year on both sides of the ball and want to stay through it and not ask to be let go and not ask to be sent somewhere to greener pastures. And everybody in that room, and this reminds me a little bit of the Giants where there was a feeling inside the club, why is Daniel Jones being paid and not Saquon Barkley? Like, why is my guy Saquon not being paid? We heard comments like, he's 35% of the big plays on this offense. Everyone in the Jets organization knows how good Garrett Wilson is. everyone inside the Jets organization knows how good Sauce Gardner is. And the idea that you could have went into a season, new regime, new coach, new GM, no promises made to these guys, no need to keep any promises, like didn't draft them, haven't coached them, nothing to do with them, new regime. And instead of this clean house mentality, it was, hey, we recognize what you've all been through, and we recognize that we are keeping our big-time talent. You want to be here? You want to be a part of this? Yeah, okay, you want to get paid too, obviously, but you want to be a part of this? You want to help turn this franchise around? We recognize that. Let's take care of you. Let's not go into this this season being asked questions constantly about your contract, being asked questions about are they going to stay, being asked questions about, you know, disruption, maybe possible holdouts, none of that. It gets taken care of before the season starts. They are two uber-talented players. They have been every bit the players you hope. Now look, and I talked about this with Wilson too. Obviously the numbers weren't that great with Zach Wilson. They were still pretty good 1,000-yard seasons. And last year he had the best year of his career. But still, not as great as you would have hoped with Aaron Rodgers. That connection never got together. And then Davante Adams came here, and it kind of became the Rodgers and Adams show again at the end of the season. But I also like the idea they're paying him because, like, especially Wilson, I brought this up yesterday, on the offensive side of the ball with Wilson, we don't know what this offense is going to be. We don't know what Justin Fields is. We feel like they're going to try and build a culture of beating the man in front of you and dominating at the line of scrimmage. And they're going to run the football a lot. And that's what Justin Fields does best right now at this point in his NFL career. So you're also committing to a guy when you had an opportunity to play it out a year and see if the numbers came down. Because I don't know what kind of offense they're going to have. And maybe, you know, we talk about, you know, best deals, whatever. They sent a message. We need you. You're our best weapon on offense, and we're going to need you and the connection with Fields, and we're going to need you to play your best. And even if the numbers are down, we don't care because we know how good you are. Our offense might be different, but we need this number one wide receiver. We need you to be that guy. We're going to commit to you. And then you look at this defense, and obviously with Aaron Glenn taking over, recognizing how talented it is and how shut down. You look at the numbers, even in a down year, like he doesn't give up touchdowns. Like, over his career, you look at his numbers over his career, he's got top of the league numbers on yards defended, top of the league numbers on receptions defended, top of the league numbers on touchdowns covered. Like, he doesn't have the interceptions. He's not necessarily a ball hawk. But he is one of those guys who shut down receivers. And to go into it more than paying good players, because obviously you want to pay good players, you need good players on your team, but more than that, the Jets just came out as an organization, and it feels just like real quick, right before things start, no messing around, we're going to give you the contracts. Because we need buy-in. We need buy-in. We need belief. We need our best offensive player and our best defensive player, knowing they're going to be here for the next 6 years. We've paid them what they wanted to be paid. And you guys understand that this is something new and we're all in this together. And it's not going to be, well, listen, you know, I don't know about next year. And, you know, hopefully I would love to stay with the Jets. And, or, you know, I don't know if I can show up to practice until I'm paid. Like, none of that. None of that. The best offensive player, best defensive player, locked in, bought in, fully behind this new GM, fully behind this new head coach, fully entrenched in what the Jets are going to do for the next 6 seasons, making sure everybody else is in line. Everyone in that room recognizes that people will be rewarded for hard work and good play and being willing to stick with the organization. This is exactly what you want to do when you're taking over a team. This is exactly what you want to do when you're trying to build a culture inside a room. And I think with the Giants, as much as I agreed with not paying Saquon Barkley because of the running back position and all that, we don't have to rehash that. I do think that inside the room, it was like, well, why aren't we paying our guy here? Like, what are we even thinking about? This guy's the best player on the team. He's the most important player. Why are we not taking care of him? Why is Daniel Jones getting paid? And the Jets don't have anything to wonder about. The Jets, everyone in that room knows this is our best offensive weapon. This is our best, one of our best defensive players in a shutdown corner. And our, and this new regime takes care of its own. Like I think it's a major positive step in the right direction for this Jets franchise. And I think it's one of those, you know, these couple of days to do it back-to-back, get it settled before camp even starts. I think it's a positive move. Now, I understand last year was a down year for Sauce Gardner. And, you know, for his lofty expectations and to be considered one of the best cornerbacks in the league, he might not have been that for the entire season. And again, the interception's three for his entire career. He is not, you know, but again, you look at some of the great cornerbacks, it's not a ton of interceptions because they don't get thrown at. So for me, this is more than just a contract to make Sauce Gardner the highest paid player, highest paid cornerback in the NFL, as he got $100,000 more than Stingley a year. Stingley was making $30 million flat. Sauce Gardner is going to make 30.1. He is the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. I don't know how long that will last. Garrett Wilson got paid the fifth most for any wide receiver in the NFL. That is not going to happen for very long. Puka Nacua, different guys are all coming up for contract over the next couple of years. He's going to fall down. That's how contracts work. They're all going to work off of his contract and get more and more and more. But both of these guys are extremely talented. Both of these guys are now bought in, and the culture building process really begins once they hit camp and everybody's locked in. I think it was a brilliant move. It eliminates any drama. It eliminates any questions, and let's be honest, this coach has not shown the ability to want to handle any kind of questions outside of just basic football questions. So it eliminates that thought process. It just it goes about building this team and creating a unity that they are desperate for. So we'll see how that shapes out, but again, what kind of season they're going to have, I don't know, but I think they're going to be pretty good. I think both teams are going to be better than we think. Are they playoff teams? I don't know. If Justin Fields is a legitimately good quarterback and plays well and they find a way to really scheme it up for him and he uses his legs and doesn't turn the ball over and is a little bit more accurate, then I absolutely think the Jets can be a playoff team. The Giants probably need a little bit more than that, but I do think the Giants have an opportunity to be far better than what people think, win a lot more games than people think, and then at least have the ability to watch Jackson Dart work at the end of the year if that's not the case. So I think a little bit of optimism is warranted heading into this football season, and what the Jets just did was extremely positive for me. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Oh, Chris, man, you made a great point about Saquon and the Giants with Daniel Jones. But here's my question. Do you think that the Jets are looking for some Ohio State magic by reuniting Wilson and Fields?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, a little bit. It doesn't hurt that they're familiar with each other. I don't think that's why he got this contract necessarily, because they're expecting some sort of dynamic.
Oh, no, not Wilson. Garrett Wilson got the contract because he is this immense talent.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of bringing Fields in, you know, did they think that maybe there's some value there?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that might have been part of it. I don't think it's a major part of it. I think they believe that Fields was the best of the options. I think that's... And you can make a case he was. I still would have thought it was Aaron Rodgers. But once they decided Aaron Rodgers wasn't it, and you're looking around, Fields did win four games for Pittsburgh last year. He is an explosive athlete, and he can impact the run game in a bunch of different ways. And if they're going to try and build that kind of team and run game, it makes sense. Plus, it doesn't take a long-term commitment to get him. It's an experiment to see if it works out. So I think that might have been something. And certainly, I'm sure Garrett Wilson was in the ear of the people who needed, you know, of Muji and Aaron Glenn, but I don't think it's specifically like, hey, you know what would be great? If we bring these two back, it'll be like, you know, it'll be college days. Like, I don't think it'll necessarily that, but I think that's an element to it.
You know, like the Villanova thing with
I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's the same as the basketball necessarily. Right. I really don't. I think that's a very much, that's five men on a field, on a court working together. Those guys, you know, played a lot of games together. It's just a little bit, it's a little bit different, but no, there's definitely continuity. There's definitely an idea of knowing each other, reading each other, being, and especially the dynamic last year. It didn't work with Rodgers. We thought it would. We thought that would really be a connection that really, you know, Rodgers was so complimentary of Wilson.
I blame Rodgers for that. I blame Rodgers. He was the veteran.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Veteran. I think that's fair. I mean, listen, it's always two to tango, but sure. And I don't blame what I early on I thought it should have happened quicker, but like at the end, I don't blame Aaron Rodgers necessarily for going to Davante Adams more because he's desperate just to get to some offense, and there was just more continuity. But yeah, I think it's definitely on Rodgers. But it's also on him. He's going to have to be better at this. But the idea of him not having any sort of real continuity or connection to Rodgers, and it never seemed to really find itself, even though he did have the most receptions of his career and had a really good season, for the most part, it wasn't the next dynamic step you were expecting Wilson to take. I think the continuity and connection that he has with Fields should hopefully help him, but Fields has got to put the ball, like they got to have a passing attack. That, I mean, it's not going to just happen. They're not playing the rest of, you know, the Big Ten. It's completely different. Okay, Steve. Sorry, I didn't know you were gone. Peter and Lawrence, what's up, Pete?
What do you think? Hassan Reddick is going to be a distraction, or is he going to actually play this year?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's with the Jets anymore. I don't know, like, just the way you, with the confidence you said it, now I'm double. I thought Reddick is somewhere else now.
Did they let him go or did they trade him?
Yeah, he's with the Bucks.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's not going to be a distraction for the Jets at all. He's with Tampa Bay.
Good. They can drive him crazy for a while.
Well, and, I mean, listen, that was a weird situation. And it's funny, too, with Huff and Eagles, it didn't work out either. It was just they should have kept Huff with the Jets. It would have worked out better. And then, obviously, Reddick and his contract and all that nonsense that happened last year. Ultimately, it didn't matter because the team fell apart after the coaching change. But, yeah, that's not going to be a problem for the Jets this year.
And how many wins do you think the Jets will have this year with Justin Fields?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say. just with Aaron Glenn, I haven't really thought about, I haven't gone through their schedule and really looked at it and tried to come up with a win, but I don't think they'll win less than seven. I think the floor is seven games. I really do. I think they should be a sound football team. And I do think there's enough talent. I expect the defense to play a hell of a lot better this year. The defense fell apart after the coaching change. I think they win six, seven games if Robert Saleh doesn't get fired last year. So I firmly believe that. I think they win more game. I think they win a hell of a lot more games if they don't fire Robert Saleh. I think that was the worst thing they could have done. So I think seven is the floor, and I think, you know, I think 10 is the ceiling, somewhere between 7 and 10 games. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? Oh, the National League wins via the walk-off home run.
Yes. Stupid Boone.
You want to go to my favorite subject? Oh, here we go. I got the plane tickets, and I got the Uber car ready to take him and Cashman to the airport and go to Beijing.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Stu, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. We'll see. If they fire them and they move on from Brian, when the day they move on from Brian Cashman, be careful what you wish for. Everyone thinks this is so easy. Be careful
it's
what you
easy,
wish for.
It's not easy, Chris. I know that. I've been following baseball since 1957.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a general manager have a job for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the pivot this offseason was wonderful. It was great.
Not so.
But what else? What else does he? What else?
Well, what else did he?
Okay, we got
other than being short of a third baseman, that was about it. What else was he supposed to do? No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Other than third base, what was Cashman supposed to do at the start of the year? You said the pivot was great. I mean, that's it. He lost Cole and he lost Luis Gil at the start of the year.
This was 1 year of a marvelous pivot. And you want to go back to when they got CeCe and AJ and Teixeira? Okay, but how many other years have we seen productive off seasons, especially when it comes to pitching? How many other off-seasons have
know,
we
after
seen that are productive?
2019 when they signed Cole?
Yes. What else? And don't tell me Carl Pavano because that was a joke.
Well, why would I tell you Carl Pavano?
I'm just
like, why would
maybe,
I tell
maybe
you?
Maybe
Carl?
Maybe
why would I bring up Carl Pavano?
When were you going to? I thought you might throw.
Why in the world? Come on. Why would you even mention? Yeah, don't bring up Carl Pavano. No, don't worry, Stu. I'm not going to.
No, you're not going to.
No, I'm not
going to
bring up Carl Pavano.
How many other?
I'm not going to bring up Kei Igawa either, in case you were curious.
No, I wouldn't even think about him.
Yeah, I mean, you thought about Pavano. No, I mean, well listen.
No, Chris, how many other productive off seasons has he had?
I don't know. They've won three divisions in the last, you know, 6 years. They went to the World Series last year.
And when they made one more series.
Yeah,
and
I know, but you gotta, again, World Series aren't won in the offseason.
Not
necessarily. If Aaron Judge performs, maybe they go to the World Series in 22.
If Aaron Judge did perform, we win.
If DJ LeMahieu doesn't get hurt, if what's his name? Who they traded for from the Royals? What was his name? Benintendi. If Benintendi doesn't get hurt, if Carpenter doesn't get hurt, maybe 22 looks different. I don't know, but like the idea, like again. Of course, I want to win championships too. We all want to win championships, Stu. Like I get it. I want to win the World Series. They've only been to one World Series since they've been to two World Series since the year 2000. I get it. It's not good enough. I'm not saying it's not, but again, there's a level of success to not hate them. Now, after 23, I was ready to move on from Brian Cashman. They didn't. Then they went to the World Series. Aaron Boone managed the All-Star game last night as defending American League champion. Now, that's not the trophy we're looking for, but they won a division. They went to the World Series. Like, we can't, I know what the World Series are bust, but there are levels. Like, it's not, if it, World Series of Bust isn't the Ricky Bobby thing of if you're not first, you're last. It's not the same. It's not the 23 and 24 are not the same. You can't treat them like they're the same. Like, when did they have a productive offseason? Last year when they traded for Juan Soto. Like, no? Not a productive offseason? I don't know what to tell you. He's got to win a championship. Otherwise, we could just go round and round and round and round. He's got to win. The Yankees have to win. I know. But again, you can't win it today. You can't win it on Friday. You can't win it until you can win it. And if we take every game as in World Series or bust, like, it's going to drive you crazy. Let's see what happens. They have this trade deadline is going to be a huge trade deadline for Brian Cashman. And he's talking like he understands that. Even Derek Jeter took note that Brian Cashman sounded different when talking about this trade deadline. Now, he's got to go out there and do it. I heard Keith saying he has no faith in it. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. Like, I think it's a little bit more. I don't think it's Brian Cashman having big trade deadlines is like he trades a lot for big. Like, 2017 made a big impactful trade. Last year traded for Jazz. Like Edwin Encarnacion in 2019. I don't know, like 21, Rizzo and Gallo. Now, you can't just judge it by whether or not they were successful. I mean, ultimately you can, but I'm saying the idea that he won't go attempt it now. He attempted it. Joey Gallo, again, we could laugh at it. He hit 39 the year before, was on pace for 40, two-time All-Star. He's an all-or-nothing type player. Granted, not my favorite kind of baseball player, but it wasn't like they traded for crap. He was the biggest bat on the market. He was the biggest bat on the market. And they traded for Rizzo, a world champion, and a Platinum Glove Award winner at first base, and a household name in Anthony Rizzo. Like, that's not an impactful trade deadline. Again, it didn't work. But that's not an attempt. That's not a significant attempt to improve the team when they were desperate for left-handed power. Like, the idea Brian Cashman sits out trade deadlines, he doesn't. So he's going to go try and make moves. The question is whether or not they impact. Last year, Jazz impacted the team greatly during the regular season. And he's doing it again this year. Jazz, we already want to extend Jazz. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you. I got some sort of weird infomercial on. I don't know what channel we left on, but there is like a very menacing looking man yelling at me about the law of difference. I don't know what the law of difference is. Why are you yelling at me? He's very, I don't like that. Whatever happened to the nice, fun infomercials of like set it and forget it? Do you remember set it and forget it? It was like the toaster oven and the guy would put like the, and set it, and then the crowd would go and forget it. That's what I'm, this guy's like really scaring me right now.
Shout out Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, OxyGlow or OxyClean, right?
West Virginia alum right there.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think he might have played football too.
Is that a fact?
I don't know if it's a fact, but he definitely went to West Virginia. And he is the I think, rest in peace, by the way, yes. He is the premier guy, in my opinion, of all the infomercial guys.
Yeah. There's like a couple British guys who like do cooking stuff that were popular. There was one guy who always wore a bow tie. I don't see as many infomercials as I used to see, but I'm trying to think. Now there's the skin products a lot. Or there's not as many cooking products. It used
we
to be
also
more
never
cooking.
Get music.
No, do you remember we had, oh man, one of the greatest things ever, and I know I'm an old soul and I like all the old music, but one of the greatest infomercials when you say music, one of the great infomercials ever, and we bought it, and it was the greatest thing ever, was the Dick Clark Does the 60s. It was like a complete box set of 60s hits. Like it was like 60 to 63, 63 to 65, 65 to 67, each like CD. Or it might have even just been each year. I forget. It might have been 10 discs of each year. I forget. But the infomercial was great. The songs were great. All the clips they played were great. We ordered it. I love that thing. I used to love that Dick Clark. Yeah, Dick Clark's the 60s or something like that. It was amazing. So
see,
good.
I'm a little younger than you, right? So for me, it's like a lot of 80s music. And the one song that I can remember waking up to almost every night.
Yeah.
Almost every night if I woke up.
Yeah.
It would be Luther Vandross, "Here and Now, I Promise to Love Faithfully."
Yeah. And that's true. That's funny. I remember that. I vaguely remember that. There was another one, too. And you played so much. Like, I in my head, I transition from one song to the next because I remember it. So, like, every time I hear, now I'm going to forget it, but it was Saturday. Saturday in the park. I think it was the 4th of July. And then it went right into, oh, man, now I see I forgot it. But, like,
I feel like I know this one. Like, I know this infomercial, too.
Thinking.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. But it was, yeah, that was one, too. I remember that, where they would give you they would play the songs, give you the titles, and play the different, like, videos. I'm trying to think. Saturday. And then it was, like, a yelling song. I can't remember. It's going to drive me nuts. I'll try and see if I can see that infomercial. There's got to be the YouTube. And it wasn't just the 60s. It's not Dick Clark in the 60s. It was rock and roll. Because the first one was in the 50s, because the first rock and roll song, or what they consider the first rock and roll song, at least Dick Clark, I'll get people calling me up. The first rock and roll song was obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. No, but it was Rock Around the Clock is kind of considered the first what they deemed rock and roll song was Rock Around the Clock. And that was the first song on the first CD. But that Dick Clark CD case was awesome. And are you old enough to have the like Columbia Music House and mail away CDs? You would get like the pamphlet and you would mail it. You'd check the box, mail it, and you'd get back the CDs.
We never did that, but yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. The two first, I'll never forget it. Me and my sister, my dad got it, and he was like, "Do you guys want to each pick a CD? I'm going to mail away for a bunch. Do you guys want to pick a CD?" And I'll never forget it. Mine and my sister's, I picked Vanilla Ice, and I got the Vanilla Ice CD.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister picked Wilson Phillips. And the Wilson Phillips CD of Hold On, you know, someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Till then, hang me, because you're going to want to play and then make you cry, don't you know? Like, we played that over and over again, and I had Ice Ice Baby. And there's a couple of weird songs. I've talked about it, but now I don't want to mention it, because there was a song about Roni, and apparently that means something bad, so I'm not going to say it. But there was a couple of weird songs. But yeah, Vanilla Ice. I had the Vanilla Ice CD, and my sister Jessica got the Wilson Phillips. I'll never forget that. 888-808-1019. And my dad was like the king of weird stuff. I was just talking about this musician's name came up for some reason the other day with my wife. And I was like, oh, I know that. My dad, I'll never forget it. We were at Tower Records and they would play music. You know, obviously it was a music store. If you remember, there was actually music stores where you would go and buy CDs and cassettes and whatever, and they would play music. It was amazing. It was at the bottom of Roosevelt Field Mall was Tower Records. At the very bottom, you'd go all the way to the bottom, Tower Records at Roosevelt Field Mall. And we're walking around, and some woman is like practically shrieking. Like, it wasn't even singing. It was like some sort of weird, and my dad was like, oh, this is pretty good. And he asked what they were playing, and he bought the CD, and I'll never forget, it was Imogene Heap. I don't know who that is. I actually think what's his name? Jason Derulo, like, sampled one of her songs. But it was Imogene Heap, and he was playing it for like a week and a half, and I'm like, Dad, I can't take this Imogene Heap. You gotta stop. Like, it's bizarre. He was always the king of that. We'd go, and he would hear some random crap and bring it home. Like, oh my God. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Tower Records. Oh, those were the days. And then there was Coconuts. Was another music store you'd go and actually buy music. Amazing. Different world now. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for another hour and a half. We take you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Be right back. I think they're the children of
Is it Dennis Wilson's daughter?
Yeah, why am I losing, what's Rumors? What's the name of the band? I'm losing my mind.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. I think it's like, yeah, the children of some of the, I gotta remember what it was.
It's funny because I used to watch the Masked Singer with my mom, and almost every time there would be somebody on there with like two people, like she would always go Wilson Phillips. And I would look at her, I'd be like, who are you even talking about? And she'd be like, how do you not know Wilson Phillips? They're the daughters of like two of the biggest people ever.
Yeah, no, okay. So Wilson Phillips, I don't get Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys and Marilyn Wilson Rutherford, while China Phillips is the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas. I don't know why I thought it was Carney Wilson and Wendy Wilson, yeah. I knew they had... I don't know why it was Fleetwood Mac. I guess because it's Fleetwood Mac, I knew had like inter-band relationships. But Brian Wilson of the Beach, Wilson Phillips was formed by three women with his musical ties. Carney and Wendy Wilson are the daughters of Brian Wilson and Marilyn Wilson Rutherford, while China Phillips is the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas. All right, that's it. The Mamas and Papas. Mama Cass choked on a ham sandwich. I don't think that's true, by the way. But she did. I think they all died at 27. I think Mama Cass, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison all died at 27. Kurt Cobain, too?
I believe so, because it's a thing. The 27 Club is like a thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely Jim Morrison, though. He's in
No, Jim Morrison definitely died at 27. I'm pretty sure Jimi Hendrix, and I'm pretty sure Mama Cass. I feel like the three of them all died
at 27. Janis Joplin,
27? Really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain as well.
Oh. Glad I made it through.
Apparently, and I'm reading now, I'm in a wormhole now, and I'm on the Wikipedia, so you never know what's true and false on here. But I'm seeing that apparently this whole 27 Club thing didn't even become a thing until Kurt Cobain, and that was kind of the impetus of this entire 27
Club. Yeah, no, Mama Cass was older. I guess I was thinking of Janis Joplin, not Mama Cass. So he was the reason when he was 27, then it was like, oh, let's look back at all these other deaths, and they were all at their age 27.
And Amy Winehouse, another one.
Wow. That's weird.
That's really weird.
That is really weird. They all died at 27. And it's crazy to think what they were able to accomplish. I know I'm a Beatles guy, but I think about this all the time. And now I'm way too old. But like when I was younger... And I was, you know, floundering through life and didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm like, by the time Paul McCartney was my age, he had written Yesterday. And I'm just like, how is that possible? How is that possible? Working the door at Guitar Center and he was writing Yesterday? How is that possible?
It's really sad, man. And I'm 29 now and I'm starting to realize that a lot of the people that I watched on TV growing up, not necessarily in shows and stuff, but all the athletes I was watching, I'm like, oof.
No.
Some of them, they're retired and I'm looking at their age and I'm like, wait, they're not really that much older than me.
No, when they were doing it, no, I know. They were younger than us. They were doing it. It was crazy. Yeah, like the Beatles were old. Every single Beatle, and Ringo's the oldest, all the Beatles were done being Beatles by the age of 30. That's crazy.
I'll give you both of them. I have two sports-related guys in this club
27?
As well, unfortunately. First one, Pat Tillman.
Okay.
He was tragedy 27 when Tillman, he unfortunately got killed in action.
Mm-hmm.
And rest in peace to him and everybody on this list.
Of course.
Next up, though, we have... another one that was kind of recent, and I really remember this one, and I mean, it's kind of in the news now in a way. You got Tyler Skaggs.
Right.
The pitcher from the Angels.
Yeah, of course. And all the players.
And he was actually 3 days from his birthday to be 28.
A lot of deaths at 27.
It's a shame, man. And you think about it, too, and you mentioned this with just getting older. But the more I get older, the more I realize not necessarily how young, like, you know, ages like 25, 26 is. Because when you're in 25, when you're in 26, you feel like you're older. And then you realize, wow, there's so much more life left. And it's just it's really like I'm 29. I'm looking at all these people did so much great stuff and so much like, I mean, world changing things.
No, of course. Impacting and, culture. Yeah. No, I know.
Didn't even get to make it to 30.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, a lot of Jimi Hendrix is, you know, revolutionized playing guitar dead at 27. You know, Jim Morrison, one of the great songwriters and lyricists, dead at 27. But yeah, no, I for whatever reason, I always did it against the Beatles. The idea, I was like...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He had already written like these great classic songs and changed the world. I'm like, I can't change a tire. I literally would have to call someone if my tire blew out. But they're changing the world at this age. It's crazy. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Chris, do you remember a chain called Record Explosion? CDs and DVDs?
Record Explosion. No, I don't.
Oh, man. It was just like Tower Records.
And then, it was a chain of stores. It was called Record Explosion
in Manhattan.
Yeah, no.
Queens, Brooklyn.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
man.
I didn't grow up in. I grew up on Long Island, so I don't.
Right.
I didn't know those. Yeah, but no. I mean, the idea just of records, music stores, like they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
It's crazy. They went out of business like 2012, 2013, and everything when the internet was coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call.
No, yeah, I'm sorry I don't remember it, Josh. But, yeah, no, it's like, I haven't even, would I even think to buy a DVD or a CD ever again? Like, would you even consider it? Like, we have all these, like, all of us, we all had it. We all grew up, like, just to think in your apartment or your bedroom or your house or whatever you were. Like, we had DVDs. We bought stands for our DVDs. Like, countless, hundreds of DVDs. We had stands specifically built just to keep our DVDs. They're useless. When's the last time you were like, oh, let me go put on that DVD? You know how many different versions of the Lord of the Rings extended versions I have? I bought each one individually. Then I bought them as the complete set. Then they had, like, the specialty set, and I rebought them. Like, I have so many versions of the Lord of the Rings that it's obnoxious. And yet I can go to HBO Max right now and just play them. Like, why would I even, like, it's crazy. It's such a different world. And you mentioned, do you remember Netflix started as a mail away DVD thing? You would have a queue. You'd go on the Netflix website. You would pick movies. They would send you a movie. You'd have a queue. When you sent back and mailed back the movie you had done watching, they would send you the next movie on your queue. And that was like, whoa, this is crazy. I don't have to go to Blockbuster. I could just have the movies mailed to me. I can go through them. I can have it as long as I want. I can have it for a month. I can have it for 3 months if I wanted. As soon as I mail it back, I get my next movie. Video games that way through. I mean, but there was nothing better. Like, I mean, that was the class. I can't tell you how many, like, I don't know if even, you know, dates or whatever, we'd go, you know, we'd go get dinner. Then we'd stop at Blockbuster, back at the house on the futon, you know, attempting to watch the movie. You know me. We didn't get too deep into movies. Saw the first 20 minutes of a lot of movies, if you catch my drift. No, we saw the whole damn thing. But, like, those, you were constantly at Blockbuster. Constantly. It's just such a different world. And now CDs, I would go to the, you get excited for it. Remember DVD releases? I remember, I know I mentioned Lord of the Rings. I went to Best Buy for the release of the DVD of the Fellowship of the Ring when it was getting released on DVD. I went to Best Buy at midnight of the night that it was getting released. People were dressed as hobbits and wizards outside of Best Buy to buy the DVD. Like hobbits and wizards. Now you got to wait for Comic-Con or whatever. You don't go. You could just go to Best Buy dressed as a wizard, and it was perfectly normal. And it sucks, and it's impacted the movie industry. Like I saw Matt Damon on that interview show where they eat hot wings.
Oh, those
whatever they eat hot
ones.
Yeah, hot ones. They do hot wings and do interviews. It's funny. It's actually a really interesting, funny concept. But he was talking about how it's impacted the movie business because you can't make, like, you either make television movies or you have to make movies like blockbusters that you hope make a ton of money. There are no more of like just the regular low budget dramas because you would make money off the DVD. It would be like a second opening. You would have the movie in the movie theater. It didn't have to necessarily kill. And then you would have the DVD release. And if the movie was good and word of mouth, people would buy the DVD and the DVD would make a whole nother money. That revenue stream is gone from the movie industry.
Now, I've heard that before from him. I don't know if it was in that specific interview, yeah, but I've heard him and others state that. I think Ben Affleck might have actually been the one that I heard break everything down into those terms.
Yeah.
But it really is insane when you think about it, how we have shifted. And this is why, I mean, some people don't go to the movies anymore. Mm-hmm. Because everything that comes out is expected to be, I don't want to say Avengers Endgame, but Avengers Endgame.
No, exactly. It's all just big budget movies. It's very rare, just the drama, the, you know, I don't know, When Harry Met Sally, like those movies aren't made anymore. Because you need it to be a big blockbuster hit because all of your money has to come from that. Now, I guess Netflix and all these streaming services pay the movie company to have the rights to show these movies on their streaming site, but it's not the same. They would make millions and millions of dollars on the DVDs. I mean, we all had it, stacks of DVDs next to our televisions. It was everybody's house you went to, next to the television is a big, big thing of all the DVDs he has. And you'd go through it, oh, let's watch Goodfellas tonight. Like, that, it was just, now it's just, you know, at your fingertips, you have all the different streaming services. And of course, I have kids, I have all of them. It's just so many, like the world is just completely different when it comes to movies and music. And I don't know if how, you know, and I feel like I'm an old man now because we talk about this like back in the day, or it was always back in the day and you were like, ah, shut up, old man. Now I'm that guy.
But the thing is that I feel like the changes from the generations when we were growing up, or I mean, we both grew up 10 years apart. So, but we kind of grew up in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still had analog stuff. We still had CDs. We still had all that thing. So things weren't really moving as quick as maybe we thought they were at the time.
Yeah.
I feel like over the last 20 years, or not even the last 20 years, but for about 10 years,
mm-hmm.
we were getting so many changes in just electronics and what we could do that we just went off the grid with everything over the last 25 years. And now we're at a place in music where, and entertainment in general, you know, you look at TikTok, you look at Vine back in the day, that was the TikTok before TikTok.
Yeah.
Everybody's, I mean, and we talk about this a lot, but everybody's attention span has shrunk so much
100%.
That even songs now, I've seen kids online complain about songs from artists when they're over 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to listen to a 2 minute song.
Yeah,
give me
three
plus every time. That's a song.
Yeah. No, I know.
I feel old.
And I try and stay away from that with the kids on YouTube, whatever, even if they're going to watch something. These short little vignettes or whatever you want to call them, like these little quick clips, they're killers because they expect constant, what's the next video? It's just like, no attention span, hard to sit through a movie. In the theater, they're good, but like sometimes they want to fight. We end up getting into wrestling matches because they don't want to sit through a movie.
Hey, I've seen that they got the, I saw one movie theater had a playpen for the kids inside the theater. So maybe you send them there, kick them off to the corner and let them fight over there.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like, that's not a good move.
No, that's not a good move.
That's teaching these kids to not sit down and watch a movie and just do whatever they want.
Yeah, no, that's, I wouldn't want a playpen in there because then, I mean,
like a McDonald's playpen type.
Yeah, no, I was just, yeah. That, and that's another, those don't really exist either. We drove by one time and I said, oh yeah, the McDonald's that was by me had that when I was a kid. And they're like, you had a McDonald's with a playground? I was like, yeah, not that we go to McDonald's all that often. There's really no McDonald's by me. I have like one Burger King. That's it.
Ooh.
That's it. Yeah, not a lot of fast food in Warwick.
There's only
that's good.
One.
It's better.
There's only one McDonald's that I know of that still has any of the attraction, and that's because everything was outside. It had an outdoor playground.
Yeah.
So they weren't ripping that up.
And where I grew up in Long Island on, I guess, Jericho Turnpike. On Jericho Turnpike in Long Island is the fanciest McDonald's
McMansion.
In the country. Yeah.
I grew up like 4 or 5 miles from there.
Yeah. So we used to go there. It's like a big mansion with a second floor. It's like a big, beautiful, it's like crazy. That's like the most fancy McDonald's in the country. Who knew?
Oh.
Who knew? 888-808-1019. All right. There's a stroll down memory lane. We got 1 hour still to go. We'll get back to the All-Star game. We'll get back to the Sauce Gardner situation. We'll get to the Mets and Yankees second half. We'll do a lot. We still have plenty of time to do a lot of that over the next 2 days. We got 5 hour midnight rides coming at you on a Thursday and Friday morning. Zoo, you with me the next 2 days too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be right. We got plenty of baseball to get to, plenty of stuff to do. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for another hour till the warm-up show. We'll be right back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.